We are learning Nida Daf Hey Amud Beis, and we're starting from the two dots, three lines from the top. And the Mishnah said, Ketza Daya Shaita. What's example Daya Shaita? So the Mishnah says she was sitting on a mita, and she was working with Tyrus, and she left the bed, and then she found Dam. So she is Tomei, and the Tyrus are Tara because of Daya Shaita. If we wouldn't say Daya Shaita, it means anything she worked with on the mita would be Tomei. That's the Mishnah says. So the Gemara asks, why do you have a funny case? You're sitting on the mita and you're working with Tyrus. And you're usually sitting in your kitchen to work with Tyrus. Why does it say you're sitting on a bed and working with Tyrus? Listen, why don't you say a simple case that she was working with Tyrus, anywhere she was in the kitchen, and she stopped, and then the halacha will be, if she's a Daya Shait, the woman, which means she has a vest, then it goes with Kan La'abav. If not, everything she worked the whole day is Tamei. So why does it say Mita? The Gemara answers, Al Kamash V'lon, Taima D'Daya Shaita Homa Eisleis. If it would be a type of woman, that's Matamba Eisleis, Matamba L'mafreya, Mita Nami Matamba. Not only would the Tyrus be Tamei, but you could assume now, Mesafik, that the Mita itself is Tamei. We know that if a Nida lies on a bed, it's called Tumas Mishkov Amayshav. Mishkov. It becomes Av HaTumah. So here, she found Dam. Now, for the last 24 hours, we consider the bed a Mishkov of Anida, and it's Av HaTumah. That would be the Chiddush. Mesiyel El Ziri. It's right to Ziri. Dama Ziri. Me'es Leish of Anida, when we were Tama Anida 24 hours backwards, Oysa Mishkov Amayshav. She makes her bed for the last 24 hours into a mishkov, a mishkov, a tami, odom, tami, godom. This mishkov, a bed, is just strong tumma. If someone sat on it, then the person became tummy and his begodim became tummy. Even though the begodim, even though his clothing, did not touch the bed. So we're saying, Ziri says, and I'm saying that's the riot to Ziri from our Mishnah, that me'is leis is so strong that it even can be metama a mishkov from Afreya. So Dr. Mara, Frank, Mara Kasha, Mechti. Hamita, how you make the davar she'im v'das l'shahu? We know, we learned yesterday that there's certain called something that you can't ask. Something that's not a person. We learned that from Saita. Something that's aim v'das l'shahu is the lach is when it's a suffix, it's tahar. So this mita is something that doesn't talk. You can't talk to it. V'chol davar she'im v'das l'shahu, anything that you can't talk to, sveikai tahar, it's suffix tahar. So why is the bed tameh, it's a suffix tumah, it should be tahar because aim v'das l'shahu. The Gemara didn't ask, on Tyrus the Gemara didn't ask the Kasha, because Tyrus, since it's in the hand of a person, that's called Yeshrei Das Lishol. The person's holding it. But the bed, the person's not holding, sitting on the floor. Since the bed's sitting on the floor, so the Chayr, it's Yeshrei Das Lishol, what?
She has Das Lishol.
She has, I know, right, but the bed is not. And saying the tumma is on the bed. No, she holds it, she's holding it. That's what I spoke out. Since the bed's sitting on the floor, it's Yeshrei Das Lishol, that's what Gemara thinks right now. So Gemara answers, they're talking about a case where her friends are holding the bed, the havala yad chaverseha. So it's in the hand of her friends, so therefore it is called Yeshvei Das Lishol. So that's one mahalach. That the case we were saying that the Pamela Frey is where her friends are holding the bed. She's sitting on the bed, her friends are holding the bed. So then it's Yeshvei Das Lishol. And Gemara says, but I can tell you even more. Sofik tuma above the Adam. Nisham aleha, any tuma that came by the Adam is called das lishal. Then a fill of a kli munach agavay karaka can be yeshvei das lishal. Even if the kli is on the ground, as long as it's a shail of a person touching it, that's called yeshvei das lishal. So then apish ein chaver se anoy so yisav mita. So therefore, even though the friends are not holding it, it's still called a sofik tuma that can be vade tuma. So Rashi speaks out. What's the case of anybody das lishal then? What is it? The case is like this. You have a beggar sitting here with a sheretz next to it. And shayla, the sheretz touch it. There, it's anybody das lishol. It's not a shayla if a person touches it. A person's not holding it. There's a beggar on the floor and a sheretz next to it. The shayla, the sheretz touched it. That's a case of anybody das lishol. But Rabbi Yechon is saying, anytime a human is involved, it's called yes by das lishol. So, talk to him about the gufa. Om Rabbi Yechon. Sofik tumma habav de adam nishol maleha. I feel of a kli munuch agave karka. Kamish yeshvei das lishol. We just learned, Rechon said a memra, a port in the halacha, that suffik tumma that comes from a person, it's called yeshvei das lishol. It's called like I asked him a question. And therefore, even a kli is on the ground, And it's a suffix of if a person was tummy touched it, the loch is, it's called yes by das the shawl. The Gemara has a kasha from a brisa. Meisve. Learned in a brisa. Someone was wearing a talis, and the talis was tummy. Vitiris. And there was a tyrus next to him. And we're not sure when he draped the talis over himself, did he touch the tyrus? Or the case was that the talis was tar and there was tumas betzidoi, but tumma on the side. And we're not sure when he put on his talis, did the talis touch the tumma? Or instead of being betzidoi, the tyrus of tumas lamailam roishoi, the tyrus tumas were above his head and he put on his talis, and the same thing, that maybe his talis was tumay and it touched the tyrus, or the opposite case, his talis was tahar and it touched the tumma. Basically, we have a question over here. The guy put on his talus. Did the talus touch the thing next to him? If it was tuma or if it was tyra? That's the question. It's a suffix. Suffix noga, suffix loy noga. It's a suffix. If it touched, it didn't touch. Tahar. The loch is, it's tahar. And we think now the reason why it's vade tahar is because ein bei das li sha'al. Because it's a talus and the food. The imi ef shalom ke noga. And if it's impossible that he didn't touch, it was so close, it wasn't touched, then it's tameh. No, even if it's impossible, shanei, you know, do it again, v'shoina, and you see again, it does, you know, do it again, see if it touches again. If it touches again, then you know it touched. If it doesn't touch, you know, you do a test. That's what Shemimil says. Everyone say, you don't do any test. Ain't shoina matiris. Because just because something happens now, doesn't mean it happened the way before. No tests. So, and luck is according to Rabbanan is, if it's a suffix, then it's tar, and if it's efshe, then it's tameh. It's a little bit of a shaila how to learn what the test was for. If a case where it was a vade tummy, the test helps to make as a kula or shum meal, and the chum says you don't have the kula, or it's going on both cases. Yeah. Pashup shot is that it's a kula. Shum meal is a kula. That even in case it's EF, sure, if you test it and it doesn't touch, then it works. And the Baron say, no, you don't. It doesn't work the test. We don't trust the test. But like upon him, it says in the Bryce over here, that's tar. Am I hasafik tum by Adam who? This is a safik tum that came out of a person. Good, the shaila is on the talis or on the tyrus, on the food. What's tameh, and that's not imi das lishol. But it's yes, imi das lishol on the person. And if you have yechon, that's enough. Amaya, suffer the way the adamu. So tomorrow, no bar minei dahi. The Tanya Rav Aishia, don't bring a rav in this brisa because Rav Aishia explained that brisa that it's not because imi das lishol. Rav Aishia said it clearly like this: Rishusa yachid suffer the tameh. In the shusha yachid, this case happens to yachid, it'll be suffer tameh. Vishusharabim tar. Vishusharabim be suffic tar. So you see clearly, it's not the same as the It's taka very much compared to saita. And if it's in Shishiyach, it'll be tame, and Vishusharabim be tar. And the Bryce that says tar obviously is talking about Vishusharabim. Gufa, Amma Ziri. Ziri said before that Me'es Leish of Anida, Oysa Mishkova Maisha. That when we say Anida finds Dam now, we are masupik now, maybe this dam was there the whole time, for the last 24 hours, it's so strong, the suffix, that even metama a mishkov, her bed. Letame all metama begadim. Make the level of tumma that can be a metama person to metama as begadim. Where has the cash on that? Eini v'alki osa avimi bechazoi, osa v'aisim sita b'yodei. Avimi brought a brice in his hand that said, me'eis leis shivanida. You know, the Mafrei of Nida, Mishkova Moshova Kamaga, that the Mishkova Moshova is like her touching. Now, when Anida touches something, let's say Anida touches a Keli, that Keli is not an Avatuma. It only can make Oichlim Tame, that Keli touches Oichlim, cannot an Adam. So it sounds like over here, her Mishkova Moshova is like her Maga. My love, my Maga, Olim Matame Adam. Just like her Maga, let's say the thing she touched was a Keli, a bucket is not Matame Adam. Av Mishkova Matame Adam. Mishkova is not Matame Adam. So that's what it sounds like from this brisa. The brisa sounds not like Ziri. It sounds like it's only metameh, oichlem, not adam. Amarav tizbro. Is that possible that Ziri is wrong? I bring a riot to Ziri from a kavachaymer. Tizbro kavachaymer. Umak klicheres hamukiv somad pasul. Madach klicheres that when it's closed, it's so strong is anitzel by oil ames. It won't become tummy from oil ames. Still ain't nitzel meis leishu anida. Still the halacha is the brisa is laid on furish that if anida handled this klicheres, he moved this klicheres while she was a suffolk nida, no back to my freya. The loch is it's tame. So mishkava is a mishava is her bed. She ain't it's on by oil amaze. Never protects itself in oil amaze. It's less strong than a klicheres hamuk of some apostle. Still ain't a din. She ain't it's on meis leis nida. Of course that will be tame meis leis of a nida. So Rav is saying Ziri has to be right because the kavachem from a klicheres. Klicheres is a brayse later on that says mafurish. that's Tommy, it comes Tommy Mace Lace, it goes Tommy Lo Afreya, worried that it became Tommy Lo Afreya. And even though that's so, that can protect itself from Oyla Mace. So for sure, Mishkel Vaishiv doesn't have this protection, for sure, it'll be Tommy. Frank Digmar, he has a brisa that says Kamago. So Gemara says, you know, he types the word Maga like this. Ema, Mishkova, Maishava, her bed is Kamaga Atzma. It's like you touch the Nida herself. Ma maga asma, just like if a person touches a nida, matam adam tam begadim, he becomes tamei and his begadim become tamei. Af mishkava mishava. Also, if you touch her mishkav, matam adam tam begadim. So, if the opposite, the bechazoy would sound like this. Brayso avim would sound like ziri, that just like maga, and it's matam adam latamei begadim.